Hello, this is Sheree from the Congregation of Elohim, your host and speaker. Today we will be talking about another amazing animal fact. Often when we consider animals, we may think of one single creature. However, some creatures are made up of many creatures. The most common of these is known as the siphonophore. So today I will talk about this unusual creature. A siphonophore is a colonial species, meaning that it contains smaller several species attached to one another to make one body. These jellyfish-type creatures are joined together permanently from birth. They cannot survive nor function properly if even one is damaged or killed. Although they respirate and are capable of swimming independently, they always stay in one direction to keep the balance. These individuals of the siphonophore are known as zooids, as they are the components that make up one body. The zooids of the siphonophore have different jobs. Some are responsible for collecting food to sustain the body, and some at certain times are responsible for reproduction. Reproduction happens when the colony works together to create a single egg, which turns into a single copy of the animal in due time. Although there are 175 species of siphonophore, only a few need the opposite gender to reproduce. The features of this multi-unit creature can provide insight on how a congregation should function. As the body of the Most High Lord and Savior Yeshua, the congregation is called to be one. Just as the siphonophore is made up of several animals that work together for survival, so must we. The congregation must work cohesively to achieve what the Eternal directs us to do. This means we must always remember that the Messiah is the only leader, because one human leader causes the body to go awry. We should love each other, put aside all selfish desire, and work together as a team for the betterment of the whole. A verse that relates to this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, which reads, "The body is a unit. Though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with the body of Christ." So thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you will listen in on future episodes of the Works of His Hands.